this week. Coming Shabbat, we again have a double parsha. Parsha Tazria Mitzora. And in the middle of Parsha Mitzora, the Torah describes a tzaraat, a very unusual, highly unusual, I think one could say almost miraculous kind of tzaraat, which afflicts not the human body, not a person's skin, but a person's dwelling, a person's house. And the Torah says, "Ki savo al eretz Kanaan asher ani nosein lachem la'achuza, nosati nega tzaraat beveis eretz achuza eschem." There'll be tzaraat on the house, and the Torah goes on to describe what one must do if one's house is afflicted with tzaraat. And Rashi comes along, quoting the Medrash in Taras Kohanim, and tells us a fascinating idea about this tzaraat. B'sara hi lachem sha'anigayim ba'im aleihem. I have great news for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. Your houses are going to be afflicted with tzaraat. We don't quite have tzaraat in this Beis Medrash, but we know what it means to have houses afflicted with all sorts of strange-looking diseases creeping along the wall. What's the great news? So Rashi continues. Because for 40 years when Bnei Yisrael were in the desert getting ready to enter Eretz Canaan, and the people living in Canaan realized that, so they came and they hid their precious jewels, their gold, and they hid it in secret places in the walls of the homes. And when Bnei Yisrael finally entered in Eretz Yisrael and captured the various cities and took over the houses, they were living in houses, but they didn't realize that hidden within the homes were buried treasures. And then what happens? Al-Yidea Nega Nosei Tzabayis Umotzad. Part of the procedure with Nega Tzarat on the house is that you have to knock out sections of the walls of the house. And when Bnei Yisrael would knock out sections of the walls, they would discover hidden treasures. And therefore, says Rashi, this is great news, b'sara hi lachem. Harav Tam Zatzal, Rosh Yeshiva, Yeshiva Torah V'Das, in New York, said that this idea has a very important underlying message for all of us. You see, the people living in these homes didn't realize for many, many years that literally at their fingertips were great treasures. But they were hidden. And they didn't go looking for them. Some people were zocha. They really were zocha, had the merit to get nigei tzaraat, and in the process of carrying out the halacha, discovered these treasures. But it didn't happen to everybody. And imagine, says Rafam, that there may have been people who lived for many years, maybe even generations of families, some of whom may have been struggling financially for decades, and not realizing that there were buried treasures lying just a few feet away from them, that they passed by every day, but they didn't go looking for that. And if that is true with homes, that is also true with humans. It's true about each and every one of us. We too have hidden treasures buried within each of us. We too have hidden talents. that are literally at our fingertips. But all too often, we sell ourselves short. We say, no, I'm not like that. I'm not capable of doing that. That's for very smart people. That's for very talented people. That's for very ambitious people. I'm just a regular person. I can't do that. And the truth is, we're all capable of doing great things. We just don't realize. Rav says, take a look at many of the great chesed organizations that exist, that are Chesed and Chutzlar. Many of them, maybe even most of them, were founded by what, up until that point, were simple people. Sometimes it was a person who was facing a certain difficult situation or suffered a tragedy or had a problem and said, no one's going to solve it, so I got to do something. People without background in organization and running an organization and raising money and going out and petitioning and getting laws passed. Just your average person who had it within them, this great hidden talent. Now, there's a fascinating Gemara in the fifth parak of Brachos about Shmuel HaNavi. The Gemara tells us that Chana, as we well know, was very depressed that she didn't have children. And in her Tfilat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, she asks, V'nasata la'amascha zera anashim. If you were to grant me zera anashim, seed of humans, whatever that means, we'll see in a moment, then I will have him dedicate his life to Hashem. And the Gemara comments, what does it mean, Zera Anashim? And one opinion in the Gemara is, Zera Anashim means Zera Shemuv LaBein Anashim. All I'm asking for HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an average child. He shouldn't be too tall, he shouldn't be too short, he shouldn't be too smart, he shouldn't be too dumb. All I want is an average kid. And I once heard in the name of Rav Aaron Kotler Zatzal something amazing. You know who was born? A little bit later, when Chana meets Eli, after the child is born, and she brings him back after he's weaned, she says, El Hanar Hazeh Hitpalati. This is the child I davened for. Says Rav Aaron Kotler, I don't understand. She davened for an average kid. And who was born? Shmuel. You know what, says Rav Aaron Kotler? Shmuel was an average kid. He wasn't smarter than the average person. He wasn't born greater than the average person. He just took all the talents that he had and he used them to his utmost ability. And that's Shmuel HaNavi. Do we have the talents of Shmuel HaNavi? I don't know. I dare say we all have a lot more talent and a lot more potential than we really think. And we shouldn't be like those unfortunate Jews, maybe, living in Eretz Canaan, who had those buried, those hidden treasures literally at their fingertips, but never went digging for them. And we shouldn't, chas v'sholom, have to wait for some tragedy like Tzaraat to come along to find those hidden treasures. We can each go digging on our own and find those talents. And then we can use them. All we need to be is an average person. Just an average person like Shmuel HaNavi. And this one talks about the potential that we each have. So maybe we can understand a strange Zohar. Maybe not so strange. An interesting Zohar that relates not to this week's Parsha, but to last week's Parsha and to next week's Parsha. Yesterday, Parshat Shmini, we read about the tragic death of Nadav and Avihu. And next week, a week from this coming Shabbat, we read Achrimos Kedoshim, and the Parsha of Achrimos begins by Dabar Hashem al Moshe Achrimos Shnei Bnei Aharon, again reminding us the death of Nadab and Avihu. What does the Zohar say? The Zohar says that Misha Mitzvara al Misvas Bnei Aharon, that somebody takes into account, expresses a certain degree of anguish, of sorrow over the death of Nadav Avihu, Mochel lo Avonosa. So Kadosh Baruch is Mochel is Avona. The Shabur quotes this, interestingly enough, in Hilchos Yom HaKippur, because the Kriyas HaTorah of Yom HaKippur begins with this pasuk, Vayi Acharei, Vaydaber Hashem Moshe Acharei Moshe Shnei Bnei Aharon. Then it goes on to discuss the Avodah of Yom HaKippur. But evidently on Yom Kippur we should be Mitztar al Misas Bnei Aharon. Why should we be Mitztar? I mean, of course we should be Mitztar al Misas Bnei Aharon. A lot of great people died. What was unique? We have to be Mitztar al Misas Bnei Aharon. I'm mentioning Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Yosef, Moshe, the Shiftei Kov, or Aaron himself, or Mises, or Miriam, or Mises, and what was so different about Nadav and Avihu, as opposed to everybody else I just mentioned? They died early. They died, so to speak, before their time. See, Nadav and Avihu were the next Gedolei Hadar, Chazal tell us. They were going to be the leadership of Am Yisrael after Moshe and Aaron were to pass from the scene. Nadav and Avihu were going to take over. And Bnei Yisrael, explained the Baalim Musa, Bnei Yisrael were going to gain tremendously because they were going to have this great leadership of Nadav and Avihu. But because of the chait, whatever it might be, and Chazal offer many different explanations, but because of whatever happened on that fateful Aleph Nisan so many years ago, Nadav and Avihu died instantaneously. And why should I be Mitztar? Because I, being a member of Klal Yisrael, have lost out, even thousands of years later, we lost out because we weren't zocha to have the leadership of Nadav Avihu. And the message is that a person has to realize what potential everybody has and how much everybody loses when that potential isn't achieved. Nadav and Avihu had this tremendous potential. Their life was cut short. Not only did they lose out, we all lost out. And again, we all have tremendous potential. We should make sure to use it. And if we're going to talk about lost potential, about the lost potential of two individuals, such as Nadav and Avihu, and how much Am Yisrael lost out, and how does one begin to fathom the lost potential, not of two individuals, not of 2,000 individuals, not even of just 2 million individuals, but the lost potential of 6 million individuals? What Am Yisrael lost, and me, I, the member of Am Yisrael, what I've lost out because of that lost potential, because of all those lives that were cut short. Some of them were great leaders among Am Yisrael. Not everybody was. But I would venture to say they were all more or less at least average people. Average people could have achieved greatness like Shmuel HaNavi, but weren't allowed. Therefore, we have to take account, we have to take this into account, we have to remember that we too must begin to be inspired on what tremendous loss Am Yisrael suffered, the Dorei-Dor, for many, many generations to come. Tonight is Yom HaShoah. To be very forthright, very open, this day, normally it's on Chav Zayin, tonight's Chav Ches Nisan, in order to make sure that there weren't involved any Chilul Shabbat that the official ceremonies begin last night, postpone the day. But whether it's Chav Zayin Nisan or Chav Ches Nisan, very honestly, this date has no religious significance. This day was a day that arbitrarily was shown by the Knesset, you know, some 55 years ago, whenever they chose it. It's a day that doesn't signify anything on the Jewish calendar. There was nothing unique about Kav Zayin Nisan, nothing unique about Kav Sechet Nisan. And frankly, it was a very poorly chosen day. We generally try to refrain from Avelos during Nisan. We find in the Rishonim that if one is going to choose a day of mourning, we already have a day of national mourning. That's Tisha B'Av. And we know very well that on Tisha B'Av we say kinos, not only for the Churban, but for various other tragedies that took place. And it has become a fairly widespread custom in many kehilot to recite kinos on Tisha B'Av for the Shoah. And therefore, why this day? The Knesset had its own reasons. But having said all that, having said that maybe the day has no religious significance, but I think the day has a very important educational significance. Because in Kvar, if already this day is the day that in this country is commemorated Yom HaShoah, then we need to take advantage of it. Because if we're already going to relegate, at least from an educational point of view, everything to Tisha B'Av, sometimes things get lost in the shuffle. We don't want Tisha B'Av to become only a Yom HaShoah, and we don't want the Shoah to be ignored on Tisha B'Av. Maybe because it's the latest, the greatest tragedies that we suffer, we need to concentrate on a little bit more in thinking about its significance. And therefore, I think it is appropriate that we do spend some time tonight and some time tomorrow. Maybe not in Avelus, because the Avelus of the Shoah will have to say for Tisha B'Av. But to think about it, about some of the issues that came up, that still come up about the Shoah, I think tonight is the night, and tomorrow, spend time.